Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Environmental risks like dioxins in pulp effluent were discovered after the fact. Joanne Chatkin believes industry has an opportunity to change that Johnny-come-lately scenario with the emergence of nanotechnology. Chatkin is an environmental law expert who addressed this issue at the recent conference on nanotechnology and forest products in Edmonton. It was hosted by TAPI and Alberta Ingenuity. While the ability to measure nanomaterials for health and environmental risks is still under development, Chatkin believes current methods for life cycle analysis may help.
So my proposal is to use a streamlined approach with combining life cycle and risk analysis to be looking forward at what information do we need to make decisions, what kind of exposures might occur throughout the life cycle of a product in order to make sure that we are thinking about the end of life and about how products are used and the matrices, etc., when we're doing that analysis.
These issues are outlined in Joanne Chatkin's book entitled Nanotechnology, Health, and Environmental Risks. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.